on ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Levingston.
On September 11, 2001, the world stood still. You watched in horror as the Twin Towers collapsed. United States airspace closed, forcing more than 4,000 planes to land at their nearest airport. For 38 of those planes, the nearest airport was a town called Gander in Canada. 6,579 passengers descended on that small town. Its population doubled overnight. But the town came together to welcome the plane people. And now their stories have been told in a musical. It's called Come From Away. Here's a snippet of just one of the songs.
Is this on? Sorry, I'm new. This is Rogers TV, Channel 9. My name's Janice Mosher, and I'm reporting live from Gander Airport, where the 19th plane has just touched down. I'm here with
Bonnie Harris. On a normal day, we get a half dozen flights. Now, we already got three times that many landing. In 2 hours, that's a lot of noise. You can smell the fuel. You can smell the exhaust.
Jesus, that's a jumbo. There's going to be 250 or 300 on her. That's a fairly large one. There's going to be 200 on her. Now, I'm adding this up. We got 38 planes. We got 200-300 people on the average.
Oh, gosh, that is just chilling to hear. Come From Away, the musical, has been a global success. It's on its way to Brisbane in March next year. And Sarah Morrison is one of the nationally touring cast members. And she's actually originally from Brisbane. Welcome home, Sarah.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be home.
Do you get to spend some time with your family?
Yes, I've been here for probably 9 weeks. I did the 2-week quarantine in hotel, and then I've been out since then.
Okay. The first voice that we heard in that little clip there was the character Janice.
Mm-hmm.
That's your character. Tell me about her.
So Janice Mosher, like all the characters in the play, is based on a real person. She's actually a composite of two people. There are other characters like that as well. So I take my first name from a woman called Janice Goody and my surname from a man called Brian Mosher, and that creates Janice Mosher. So Brian was actually on air. Janice worked for a local newspaper, and so they've taken both their stories and interviews and kind of meshed them into this character. So I play a reporter. But all the actors in the show, we have, so I'm Janice and others, we all play multiple characters and we swap and change constantly through the 100-minute show.
Mm. It is, I reckon, one of a million stories post 9/11, sort of 9/12 stories and beyond,
yes,
if you like, that will continue to be told. What was the sense in the town in terms of, you know, welcoming the so-called plain people?
Right. So the people of Gander, they're so unique, I suppose, in a way where they just, they're initial instinct was, what can we do? They literally opened their doors to these people, offering them showers, places to sleep. The local school, they had mattresses, and the army came down, the Salvation Army as well. People just sort of took the shirts off their backs, quite literally, for these people who arrived in town. And also, I suppose, the people who were coming off these planes, it's, you know, take your mind back to 2001 when, you know, people, oh, 2001.
Yeah.
When people, you know, we didn't have mobile phones weren't common. So it's not like people were checking Google to find out what had happened. People were sitting, they were sitting on these planes on the tarmac for 28 hours. I mean, I know for most Australians, for us to get anywhere, we do spend at least 24 hours on a plane, but they were on the tarmac for that long, having no idea. And it was up to certain, like on the 38 different planes, it was at the captain's sort of discretion how much they told the passengers. So on some planes they knew what had gone down, but on some planes they had no idea and they just sat there, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been excruciating in some instances. And as you say, it's 19 years ago now, technology is so different.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been frightening in some instances and just confusing and not knowing just exactly how much of America shut down at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Those, because it's based on all real life stories,
yeah.
Were you able to meet any of those people?
Yeah, so we were very lucky. mid last year, just before we opened up and premiered here in Australia, all the Come From Aways and the Newfoundlanders that our characters are based on came out and we got to meet them. So I've met Janice and Brian. Brian was actually just messaging me this morning, sending me some videos from Gander of his snow machine, which is extraordinary. I don't think I'll ever have the opportunity to play a character and let alone perform it in front of them, you know, in my life. It's quite unique. And they are, I'll never forget, they brought in the Newfoundlanders and the Come From Aways to watch us the night before opening.
Yeah, and when you say the Come From Aways, they're the passengers, right?
Right. So that's what the Newfoundlanders call the people who come from away. Yes, yeah, so they're the passengers who had landed on those planes. So they're like, you know, Beverly Bastion, Nick and Diane, those characters. They came to see the show the night before opening, which I think I was honestly far more nervous than that night, knowing they were watching. And then they came on stage afterwards and Brian walked up to me and he said, "You're a Mosier now." And he gave me a big hug.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
And he just kept saying that I was part of the family. Like, they're just incredible. They're so generous with their whole being.
Mm. Sarah Morrison, originally from Brisbane, but playing several characters in Come From Away, the extraordinary story of the aftermath of September 11. 4,000 planes had to land at their nearest airport when US airspace was closed in the wake of the terrorist attacks. 38 of those planes, the nearest airport was this small town called Gander in Canada. So 6,500 passengers descended on the town. The population doubled overnight. As Sarah said, people opened their homes to those people. And in that brief, intense period, probably some lifetime connections were made and indeed love as well. Tell me about Nick and Diane.
Yes, yeah, so our show even has a love story, Nick and Diane. Nick was from the UK, Diane from Texas, and they met sort of, and this relationship kind of grew over these 5 days. And then when they parted, they kind of went back to their lives for a bit and then they realised that they couldn't live without each other. And so Nick moved to Texas and they got married and they had their honeymoon in Newfoundland, which is, I mean, it's beautiful. The, you know, obviously something so tragic and so horrific that these stories of hope and love and kindness can come out of that.
Yeah.
And that's what the show's about.
Was there any hesitation on their part to talk about something joyous? I don't know. I'm wondering if there was any conflict in their mind, because for so many people across America, that was just so devastating. It changed the world. But for them, it actually led to them finding the loves of their lives.
Absolutely. I think that's certainly something they're very aware of, and the show is as well. It's certainly not kind of, it doesn't ignore by any means what went on. But as you said, they do concentrate more on the fact it is a 9/12 story.
Yeah.
In fact, there are certain words like the word terrorism, that's not actually mentioned, I think, other than one time in the entire play. It's really not the central focus, as if most people are aware of that significant event. And these stories are all about what can grow out, you know, human kindness, human compassion when we come together, kind of like this year, how, you know, we all have to help each other out by sanitizing and staying a little bit further apart from each other, maybe not seeing our loved ones for several months, you know. The way that we can help each other by when we come together when something horrible has happened or happening.
Mm. Yeah, it's sort of almost eerie, some of the parallels there. After that, those planes landed in this tiny little town, how long did people stay there before they went back to wherever they were going?
5 days. So Tuesday was the day when was September 11, and our show basically tracks all the way up until Sunday. Testing my knowledge on the script now.
But, well, yeah. I don't know. How old were you in 2001? You can't have been that old.
I was 11.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so actually part of our rehearsal process last year was incredible, actually. And again, it's paying deep, deep respect to the fact that this is a very significant kind of event. We spent a good day going around the table, all the actors, all the creatives talking about our experience on that day. I'm the youngest in the cast. Well, was then. I think we have a new cast member that's younger than me. But so, you know, there were a few of us who were 11, 12, 13. And then there were some cast members who were much older. And it was really fascinating, the difference, you know, between how I remember that day, mostly through watching the reaction of adults around me, yeah. really not understanding. But then it was really interesting hearing how other people experienced that day too.
Mm.
Yeah.
How was Come From Away received in North America?
In North America?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really well. They've got their Broadway cast, and they also have a national touring cast. There's also a cast in Canada that's been there for a couple of years. And then there's the London cast. And then we were the fifth cast internationally to open. But certainly it's very much celebrated as a Canadian story. But also, of course, like there's a lot of international characters. I guess the show has characters from all over the world. So I think that's why maybe people can watch it and completely relate to what's going on.
Any Australians? Because I, you know, so often where there's some extreme international event, there will be Australians.
Yes.
Were there any on in Canada?
Definitely. They actually did some research last year while we were rehearsing, because there's a character and there was a sort of question of, can we have an Australian accent in this show? And they did some research and they found that there were Australians who were stranded in Gander. I think they actually did end up coming along to see the show as well, which is very cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that some of your family members can come along and see the show. It's March next year, isn't it?
Yeah, March.
So hopefully some of your Brisbane family can get along and see you on stage. So what happens between now and March? Are you on stage somewhere else, or
yep,
do you get a bit of downtime?
Bit of downtime, but had a lot of downtime this year so far, so I'm eager to get back to work.
Yeah.
But I'm heading back to Melbourne next week to start rehearsals. Rehearsals actually started already with our new cast members, so they're learning the show from the ground up, and it's a dense show. It's very unlike any other show I've done. There are 14 chairs and 3 tables. That's kind of the extent of the set pieces, but they are used and created and crafted by the actors on stage to create a town hall, a plane, a bus, a pub. So if one actor doesn't move one chair, it falls apart. So it's very, very, and again, I guess that's very much like what happened in Gander. Every single person is important. Every single action has a knock-on effect that way.
You have given me the chills like 6 times through this conversation, and it's just happened again. I can imagine what you've done on stage with using those pieces of furniture to create other complete scenes. Just before you go, my producer Sophie tells me that you only recently re-listened to the finale number.
Yeah. Well, it was certainly, it has been disappointing, obviously, not being able to go back to work for a while. It has felt like a long wait for obvious reasons, the health and safety of the community. And so it's exciting that we're getting closer and closer. You know, even Sydney, they've got Frozen opening night tonight, for instance. Like, that's so exciting. But I kind of thought, I should, you know, get back and figure out this choreography again. And I popped the finale back on because it's got probably a bit more of some choreography in the show. And I just sort of felt this heaviness, this lump in my throat. And I sort of started crying because I was just taken back to when we closed in Melbourne on the 15th of March. And again, you know, I don't think we really understood. In some ways, I thought, oh, we'll be opening in Sydney mid-year. Mm. We'll be fine. You know, this will be a short break. But there was, I think, maybe some intuitive part of me knew then that maybe it wasn't so little. I was just in tears through the bow on that final show, and I didn't really understand it. And I just, listening to the finale recently was sort of, you know, hindsight, looking back over the year and what has happened, and really missing and being so grateful that I can go back to work soon. Yeah, I'm so excited to bring this show to my hometown, because I think it will be a real tonic after this, you know, really difficult year.
Yeah. Cannot wait to see you back on stage, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And have a Merry Christmas with your mum and dad in the meantime.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you.
Sarah Morrison, who is touring with Come From Away, this story. of 9/12, really, the aftermath of September 11, 2001. Details at comefromaway.com.au, and it is on stage from the 28th of March. So I don't know if there's a closing date yet, but get in quick because people will want to see it.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Livingston.